All right, welcome back to Journey to Joy Sunnyside Up. Today we're going to do a mindfulness exercise that's very common when you first begin to learn about mindfulness. Many practitioners refer to this activity where you slow down and pay purposeful, present attention to something that is very simple and involves an item of food that you eat, where you pay extremely close attention to it to bring your awareness completely to the present. Many practitioners refer to this as the raisin exercise, and they use a raisin, a single raisin, for you to hold, squish, look at, evaluate all the bumps and things like that. And the first time that I had this exercise, I found it very bizarre, and I couldn't do a raisin because I don't like raisins. So I cheated and brought out an almond, and it kind of messed up the entire thing. So I have another idea we'll try today. So see if you can find an orange. It's even better if you put this orange in your freezer and keep it there for a day overnight until you really need it. Sometimes you really need it when you're anxious or overwhelmed. And give yourself like 5 minutes to go through this experience of, hate to say it, experiencing the fruit using all five senses. Mindfulness is about turning to your body and your sensations, and it helps you build a mind-body connection, but it also helps turn off your brain. So put your orange in the freezer and come back to this podcast when you're ready. So take out your orange. Obviously, you're holding it in your hand and it's cold, but I want you to slow down your breathing and really try to relax your shoulders. This is difficult for most of us. So I want you to think about putting your shoulder blades in your jeans back pocket. So cup the orange in both hands and focus on the coldness. The temperature is naturally going to slow down your heart rate and reduce your anxiety. And for additional calming effect, hold that orange to your face. Put it on your temple. Put it on your cheekbone. Be surprised what cold can do to calm the body. Now I want you to hold the orange in your hand, set it on the table, wherever you're comfortable. But the focus is I want you to look at the orange. I don't want you to think about anything else except looking at this orange. Like, what color? Is it tangerine? Is it clementine? Is it bumpy, bruised, old? Does it have pores? What kind of shape is it? Is it perfectly round? Is it a little obscure? Try really focusing. If you're having trouble, count the dots on the orange skin to improve your concentration. Literally, I want you to count the dots on the orange skin. Now, this is getting exciting. We're going to actually scrape the peel. So with your fingernail, scrape the peel. Take note of any juice might spray out, hopefully not into your eye. Smell that open, scratched area of the peel. That aroma is often associated with calm or happy memories, or at least the smell of a lovely scent that can awaken your senses and your mind. And if you don't have positive associations with the smell of orange, create them now. Experience a new sense of calm, peace with this fruit smell. Because then later you can go out and buy some room freshener that's orange scented and provide this scent to yourself whenever you need it with a spray. Now, begin to peel the orange slowly, gently, piece by piece. Don't worry about trying to peel it all in one piece. Let it break apart as it will, but pay attention to the sound of the rind as it pulls away from the fruit. Listen for that sound. Watch for juices. Watch them drip down. continue to smell. And as you remove this outer rind, imagine taking all of your stress and all of your anxiety and putting it into that peel. And when you're finished peeling, you throw those feelings into the trash as like a cleansing conclusion to your whole Minute Maid mindfulness moment with your orange. I personally like to put mine in the garbage disposal because A, it makes my garbage disposal smell great, and I feel like I'm destroying whatever those anxious feelings were. And if you need a boost of energy, eat the rest of that orange so you can enjoy it as a snack and really savor each segment of that orange, each piece, each seed you might have to pull out, the way the pulp feels, or is it a less pulp kind of piece of fruit? Pay attention to all of the five senses when you do this. Look, taste, smell, listen to the sound, and maybe you'll have a new experience of how you feel about oranges. And if you prefer, you can do all of this with a raisin. Thanks for joining us on Sunnyside Up today.